The title of that story is Man's Way or God's Way. And our text is from Acts chapter 1, verses 15 to 26. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of men was about 120. And said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. It became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that field is called, in their own language, Akodama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let this dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office.' Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of the resurrection." And they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show us which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and a lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with 11 apostles. Amen. The title of the message is Man's Way or God's Way? Many godly men feel differently about this text. Some feel that the choosing Matthias was of God, and others think it was not of God. I feel this was of godly men, but it was an act of man and not of God. What is important, what I've come to understand, is that 100% of the people are not going to agree with me 100% of the time. And I'm not going to agree with them 100% of the time either. But what is important is that the scripture backs up what we say and what we believe. Peter, the spokesman for the disciples, a number of about 120, said, "One must be ordained to be a witness of us, of Christ's resurrection." And they appointed two, Justus and Matthias, to choose between. In the choosing of Matthias, the disciples or apostles prayed for guidance in making the decision about choosing an apostle. And they cast their lots or voted between Justus and Matthias. In our text, in verse 24 to 26, it says, "And they prayed and said, 'You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show us which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry, and the apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place.' And they cast their lots. And the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with 11. Now we know, and we must not forget, that the Lord had breathed on them the Spirit in John chapter 20. Verses 20 and 23, about the retaining of sins and the forgiveness of sins. And in Luke chapter 24, verse 25, the Lord had opened their minds of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus to understand the scriptures. They believed in divine scripture, the divine inspiration of scripture. But why I do believe that this was a man and not of godly men being led by the Spirit, when they had prayed and asked for the Lord's leading. Here are some of my questions. First of all, God does answer our prayers. He can answer them immediately. But sometimes He waits. Sometimes the answer is not yes. But we must understand that nothing is beyond God. He could very well have given every one of the 120 the answer of voting for Matthias. But would He have given them this answer when they were out of God's will? Now this is a big statement to make of these great godly men. And here's why I think that they were out of the Lord, out of the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Peter could be very impulsive. That was part of his nature at this time. An example was when he cut off the soldier's ear in the Garden of Gethsemane and Jesus had to heal it. I believe the election to choose a successor to Judas Iscariot, conducted by Peter, was without the Holy Spirit's leading. Matthias was a good man, and he had seen the resurrected Christ, which was a requirement of an apostle. But I believe it was out of the Lord's will. And for this reason, we need to go back to Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Here's what it says. And being assembled with them, He, Christ, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, You have heard from Me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Here Christ gives them two commandments. First, not to depart from Jerusalem. And secondly, to wait for the promise of the Father, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now they stayed in Jerusalem, but did not wait for the promise of the Father. This was a command of Christ. Christ has instructed the disciples many times, taught them. But here He commanded them, wait in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. But they ignored it. In fact, as you look at Scripture, you go to verses 6, they immediately brought up something different. They didn't respond to what Jesus said. It's like they ignored it entirely or didn't hear it. Does that happen to us sometimes? You know, can we be sometimes going about our daily life and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says something to us? And we ignore that. And we just keep going on. Could we be all of a sudden say, oh, I should pray for this person. But instead of doing that, we just keep going on what we're doing? Well, I believe sometimes we do. These are strong words that they ignored the command of Christ. But this was a strong command. Christ knew they needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit to receive power and to serve Him. We all need to be filled with the Spirit to serve Christ. No believer can come to believing in Christ as His Savior, Lord, and the Son of God without the Holy Spirit. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:3, Therefore I make so known to you, no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts us of sin, reveals the Word of Christ to us, and brings us to faith in Christ. And that is so very important. We need to have faith in Christ to have meaning in our lives. Without faith in Christ, our lives are without purpose and without meaning. Every believer, on acceptance of Christ as their Savior and the Son of God, is baptized with the Holy Spirit and put into the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, For by one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Whether Jew, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink of one Spirit. Now they were commanded to wait for the promise of the Father. What is the promise of the Father? The promise of the Father is so precious. The promise of the Father is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of those who believe in Christ and accept Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22 are probably two of the most precious verses. Here's what it says. Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Here we have the work of the Trinity. It says, He who establishes us with Christ and has anointed us is God. That's God the Father. And He has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. This is the promise of the Father that they were to wait for. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. And this is why I believe that they were out of Christ's will. They didn't wait for this. They didn't wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit that they were commanded for to wait on. The promise of the Father. They did not listen to the commands of Christ and wait. I don't believe that the Holy Spirit was leading these godly men to vote for a successor for Judas Iscariot and the casting of his lots of voting for Matthias. The Spirit had not been given to them yet. We all need the filling of the Holy Spirit to serve Christ. And they did not receive that. In Christ's own time, I believe He chose Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul. How did I believe this? It says in 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16, it says, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. And what does the Scripture go on and tell us in Galatians chapter 1, verse 1? It says, Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised Him from the dead. What a powerful verse. It says Paul was an apostle.